One verse here tonight, John chapter number 8, verse number 12. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I'm going to try to preach about that light, the light of life. Because it's different. Found myself there a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, when the Lord put this verse on my heart. I don't even know I was studying something, or I just come across it. And that one verse hit me there. And God had just got through really helping my inner man out. He's got through helping my spirit a little bit. And I thought about all the stuff that I was doing. I'm active in church, Brother Brian. I'm a preacher. I try to do stuff. I try to study. Try to get with God along life's way. But I truly found myself, I think, in a, I don't know, can we call it a little bit of a dark place? And the Lord come by my way with this verse right here. Started helping me out a little bit. Talking about the light of life. And I'd like to, if I can, here just a few minutes, explain a little bit what I think goes on. Now, this is going to be a little different tonight. Because you're not, listen, you're not just another animal walking around out here. God's made us different. Okay? So, here's what I want you to do before we pray. I want you to put your Bibles down for just a minute. Stand with me if you can. And we're going to bless the Lord here in just a minute, but if you can, listen, if you and that's all right, Brother Brian, you've testified, the pastor testified, there's a lot of people in the right place, I'm telling you. You can tell God's helping people. But I really thought, and I really think God's got us in the right place here, because we're getting ready to go out. We've had some victories this week in Bible school. Like somebody's already said, get ready to go out. Who knows what we're going to face? That was you, wasn't it? How are we going to operate? Are we going to be able to stay in His light? And so what I want you to do right now, before we bless the Lord, this is an individual thing for you. I want you to think about something recently that God has helped you with. I'm talking about maybe nobody knows about in your soul, in your spirit, that God's come by and helped you out. And you can say, thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful you're walking with me. Amen. Now, if you can't do that, then you may have a little darkness in your life, and you get right out of that real quick. God can help you, but can we do that tonight? Let me give everybody just a second or two. Just think about what God's done in your life recently. I'm talking about a relationship with a holy God. Okay? Can we bless the Lord tonight? How about it? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All right, you can be seated. Grab your Bibles again. Turn all the way back to Genesis chapter number 1. I've got a piece of gum in my mouth, but I don't want to drink after the pastor. Would somebody get me a water? I don't want to drink this alcohol up here. He's got one. Thank you, bro. He's got one right here, Brother Kevin.
It's a fresh
one. It's a fresh one.
Give me that one. I'll finish it.
Amen. Sorry. That's what happens when you get nervous. Your mouth gets dry. Light of life. If any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Here's some things that I know, and we studied a little bit of them this week. When I think about creation and the Lord creating man, we could go all the way back, and I guess you're there, and we think about creation and how God created everything. And how many of you realize when God creates something, it's something out of nothing. It's not make, it's create, right? Amen. He speaks it into existence. I like that. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Don't you like it when God's Spirit moves? But when He creates something, He creates it perfectly. And we see in the account of creation how that He made everything that was made. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being the very one that is active and speaking in creation. And we get all the way down to verses number 26 and 27, when what I call this week the crowning act of creation, really, I believe the reason God did this, He made man in His own image. Can you look at verse 26 with me just for a minute? I seen something this afternoon that I thought was pretty good. I hope it hits you like it hit me. Look here what the Bible says. And God said, let us, of course we know that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the air and the sea, all that. But here's what I want you to hone in on. Let us make. He made us. If you'll look at the second chapter and verse number 7, and I think that come out a lot in some of the teaching this week, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He had already created, if you will, the dust of the ground, and He picked some of that up, and He formed man, and He breathed in it the breath of life. So He made us, but then in verse number 27, look what it says. So God created man in His own image. Now we've made the difference, and we've talked about the difference. I don't know if you've called it. There is a difference in making and creating. Let me recap just in case I've confused anybody. He created the earth. There's the dust. But He took the dirt and the dust and made man in verse 26. But there's another part of you in verse number 27 that's more than dust and more than dirt. Amen. And when He breathed into man the breath of life, the Bible, this is this way, it's me. You don't have to agree with me on all this right here, but here's what I know about it. He's created us in His image. And it's a whole lot more than just what I see walking around. You can know that it's true. So man, God made man and He created man. And we studied over there this week about this one verse a little bit. How we're created a little bit in His image. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the triune God, if you will, the Trinity. I'm trying to get you to know that you're something more special than anything else God's made. So here's what the Bible says about it. Don't turn there. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God created you special. You've got a spirit. You become a living soul. Able, listen, to commune with the Holy God. Isn't that amazing? That's something that God's done. I wonder, I don't wonder. I know I don't take advantage of that enough. Here's what happened though, and we all know this. Adam sinned, did he not? And there was a separation. Death came in. Sin came, and then death came. In Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And I know this is elementary stuff this morning or this evening, but it'll help me to get where I think we need to be. Listen, there became a separation between God and man. Sin entered. And death came, Brother David. We needed somehow to be reconciled to God. so we can go on and study. And we did this week. Here's what we found out. Even lost people live a certain amount of time by God's power. It says Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 17. Essentially, the Bible says this, and He is before all things. I think this was a memory verse, wasn't it, Brother Brian? And by Him all things, what? Consist. So every person that's born, everything that God's made, that He spoke into existence, the Bible says He's upholding all things by the word of His power. That's Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 3. So by Him all things consist. So whether you're saved or not, you've got a certain amount of time that you're going to exist here. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So He's upholding all things by the word of His power. But I want to bear witness a little bit tonight, just as a personal testimony. And Bo, I hope you're experiencing this too, that when I got saved, I realized that I was different than when I was before. We're still, listen, I hope your mind's still a little bit on creation. Because we got a verse right here in just a minute that I hope it means a whole lot to you after this. You see, what I have discovered after that I got saved, the motions of the world and the things going on in this world, it just don't satisfy me. But I don't know how else to say it, Brother Gary. It's that darkness I was talking about. As I was just going along in life, doing some pretty good stuff, trying to be active in church, trying to do this and that, I realized that I believe I have left off a little while the very thing, the very one, the very person that has saved my soul. I forgot that to communicate with Him like I need to. And when that happens, listen, when that happens to me, the darkness is there a little bit. I don't like that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't like that old darkness in my life. It's not where I want to live. As a matter of fact, when God saved me, He put a hunger and a thirst in my soul for Him. We're created in Christ Jesus, a new creature. The truth is, the light and the life, listen to me, can't be obtained by good works or given or silver or gold or anything else. So when you bless the Lord, oh my soul, just a minute ago, I hope you were in the right place. And you didn't say, Lord, thank You for my car. Thank You for this or that. That's not at all what I'm talking about. Tonight I'm talking about the light that God gives in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and my relationship with Him. It's different than just a religion. It's just too simple tonight. I believe it'll help us a little bit. And so the longer that I'm saved, I wrote this down. Nothing else can satisfy me. Nothing else can keep me. Nothing else can comfort me. Nothing else can sustain me but Him. The light. The light of life. It's available. Let's think about light for just a minute. It's not an accident that early on in your Bible that light shined out of the darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. There's application all through the Word of God about light and darkness. And I told somebody this week, I could go all the way back. I can even remember they used to still show some of them old shows on TV that were they were silent movies. Y'all remember them? Amen. Yeah, some of you old, y'all old people going, yeah, I remember me. I'm just kidding. But listen, you remember who the villain, how he was dressed up? It was all black and dark. And the good guy was dressed in white. I mean, that's something that we know about, that there's something about light that helps us. Amen. I thought about light. It brings hope. When it's too dark, I thought about Brother Coulter up there in Alaska when it's dark up there a lot. They talk about depression up there, don't they, brother? And it's easy to get depressed when there's darkness all the time. But light does something for us. Light brings a little bit of hope. It brings the ability to see the way. Don't we need that? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of a living God, the light of life, the Lord giving us that. If He don't light that, we don't know. We're blind. So it gives us the ability to see. It gives us promise, listen, and not hopelessness. I'm talking about light tonight. Light shows the dirt. I believe Brother Jason said it. A good old bright light will show you what's not clean. That's the Lord. And when you get changed, when you get saved, when you get born again, when you get a new life, you desire those things. And it won't be the same without it. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. I thought about those creative ability, that creative ability that God had in Genesis chapter number 1, in John chapter number 1, in Colossians chapter number 1. It's pretty amazing. And then I thought about what happens to that inner man whenever we're born again. I can't help but know this. I've been changed. Now, if you can explain that a little bit better, meet me after the service. But there's something about this inner man that is not satisfied again with just the everyday. A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so right there in your verse, let's go back to John chapter number 8 tonight. John chapter number 8, that one verse. Verse number 12, John 8:12. Let me read it again. Then spake Jesus again unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That's what I want to concentrate on just for a minute. Beware of the dark. Beware of the dark. There's a requirement here to stay out of the dark. Do you see it in the verse? It says, He that followeth me. There's always a requirement, isn't there? There's always conditions to have fellowship with the Lord. I say beware of the dark this evening. I found this to be true. And I looked this up. I thought when I was studying for this and thinking about this, I thought about how we would follow the Lord. I mean, let's be honest. There's sometimes I feel like He's holding my hand. He said He'd never leave us, right? Never forsake us. And we understand that that's true. But I thought about how we follow Him. And I thought, how would I make an application? And so my mind went to tracking somebody in the woods. And I thought about the times that if I want somebody to follow me, you know, you can break a branch. You can leave a trail of something or another behind. The Lord's left us some clues along the way, hasn't He? He's left us some good stuff along the way to be able to follow Him. Pastor said it this morning, the Word, it's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We can have the light of life, it's got a little bit funny. Everybody knows Google's never wrong. So I looked up, I looked up how to follow somebody or how to track somebody in the woods. And you know what I got? It started telling me how to like and follow somebody on social media. What? But we ought to be that close to the Lord, shouldn't we? We ought to have the GPS tracker on. God's positioning system. If thought about those broken branches. I thought about the story, those breadcrumbs. I thought about that voice. I wonder if we know His voice. Do we know His voice when we hear His voice? Those instructions. I even thought about, I've seen those movies about somebody being up on the side of the mountain and they got that mirror and they're taking the sun and trying to reflect it down there. That's what I'm wondering tonight. Are we following Him? Are you following the Lord? We could take the Word of God tonight. Some of you know if you sit in Sunday school with me, we could chase a lot. We chase a lot of rabbits in Sunday school, don't we? We could take the Word of God and talk about how to have a right relationship with God. But here's the truth of it. It's found in Him, the person of Jesus Christ, that very one that gives you the light. And if you get away from your eyes and from following Him and from your longing for Him and yearning for that very voice and that very relationship and that very light, that very calming voice that when we bless the Lord, you know what I blessed the Lord for just a minute ago? That I was able this week to come to Bible school. And not for all the souls that had been saved, and not for all this, and I think I've mentioned this, but it blessed my heart to see a body of Christ laboring like they did. God helped me. He helped me go down the road just a little bit further. I'm talking about it's very personal, Brother David. What about you when you were here in Bible school? I wonder how many of us got really tired. Here's the trick of it, I think. It's easy to get our eyes off the one that we need to stay close to, is it not? Even in the good stuff, going through the motions. I almost titled the message, Going Through the Motions. It's easy to lose track and lose that fellowship, lose that light. Let me go this a little bit further. God's left plenty of trail markers. He said He would walk with us. But the Bible says right here that you must follow Him to have the light. I just want to say really quickly, if you're lost, if you don't have that relationship with God, you can't have the light. You see, there's something special about that the world don't have. You can't follow Him. You can't have His blessings unless you know Him. Here's what John 10:27 says, My sheep hear My voice, I know them, and they follow Me. So if you want to enjoy the fellowship, you have to know the one that gives it. Humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God. Repenting, believing the gospel, you can be there. Here's what Ephesians 5:8 says. Listen, before you were born again, you weren't just walking in darkness. You were darkness. We didn't even have the ability to be light in the world. You see, that's the creative power of a holy God. To be able to transform your soul, your spirit, to be able to do that, magnify the Lord in that way. That's pretty amazing. Here's what the Bible says. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So if you're lost, and God's speaking to you, I wouldn't wait. I'd get to the old rugged cross as quick as I could. But what about for the rest of us? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 tonight, and we'll wrap this up tonight. Just a little quick message. Maybe help us to know the one that we need to be following. The light of life, do you have it? It's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only found in that personal walk, in that personal relationship. But speaking again of you must follow Him, to have the light of life. I thought about these couple of verses here. And this account's given in a couple of the Gospels. It's a little bit tough to follow, but I think we can make application tonight with the child of God. Look at verse number 21. Look at, the Bible says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I'm in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Now 22. The light of the body. Speaking of light, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? I want to try to explain that just a little bit if the Lord will help me here. The very next verse is pretty common to most Baptists, most Bible-going people. They've heard this, a man cannot serve two masters. He'll either love the one, hate the other, hold to the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Here's what I believe these verses can tell us. What are we focused on? Better yet, who are we focused on? Because me as a good church-going preacher, Brother Connor, a lot of times I get focused on the work and miss the one. And it's easy, really, in everyday life doing good stuff for our eyes to not be on the very one that gives the light of life. And then the next thing you know, we're going about everyday life and our eyes are not on Him. And it's just like that witness. I told you, this is a spirit, that inner man's going to have to, you're going to have to get it by the inner man. That's the only way. You can go about your life and get your focus off Him. The only one that changed you when you were born again, created a new creature that feeds off a different, drinks from a different fountain. He's the only one that can satisfy your soul. But you can get your eyes on the world, on this, on that, and the next thing you know, there's some darkness that comes in your life. And the Bible says right here, if your eyes not single and focused on Him, there is some darkness that comes in there. It's a biblical thing, brother. I'm talking about a saved person. And the real question becomes, and the scary thing becomes really, is in verse 23, the Bible calls it evil. Every idle word. What is that? Sin, isn't it? You know, if we really get hooked up with the Lord, we can get mighty convicted about the things that we're doing and not doing. But the Bible says here, the Bible calls it evil. When our eyes not single, when it's on this and when it's on that, when it's on, I don't know, since we're trying to stay in the spiritual realm here, let God speak to our heart, let me just let you fill in the blank. I could go naming a bunch of stuff, but I don't know your life. I know what God convicts me about. But here's what the truth of it is. When our eyes not single, there's some darkness. And the question is, verse 23, how evil is that? How dark is that? It's pretty easy to walk in this old dark world and get used to it. Is it not? It's pretty easy to get used to the darkness. I thought about, how many of you ever been to the Lost Sea down there, that cave in Tennessee. There's several been in here. I don't think those fish are still in there, are they, Brother Gary? But they was. Are they still there? But they was trout in that river, I think, that run under that thing, and they were blind because they never seen light. I just wonder how many Christians that could enjoy the light of life. Maybe even walk through a good church services year after year, Bible schools, listen, that never really enjoy that thing that really feeds your soul. Ain't nothing else satisfies me. I don't know about you. So I'm going to try to wrap it up here tonight. Be careful what you become focused on. Be careful what you regard as important. If it's not Christ, listen, we run the risk of darkness creeping in. How dark is that? I say let the Lord work on us. I want the light of life, don't you? 1 John 1:6. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I need to be cleansed, Brother Brian. I want to, don't you? Colossians 3:16. I thought about this. I mentioned it this morning in Sunday school. I love this right here. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Oh, my. When I hear that word richly, I think of a big old chocolate brownie, don't you? How many of you have ever had one of them old rich chocolate brownies that you get about half of it down and you say, Lord, have mercy. I don't know if I can eat the rest of this thing. It's rich. It's got so much of that good stuff in there. You know what we ought to do? Let the Word of God dwell in us that way. I want it to ooze from me, don't you? I want something that the world don't understand. I want something that only satisfies that inner man that God's made alive. I've been created, Brother Connor, a new creature in Christ. I don't want to be satisfied with the things of this world. We said all this tonight, hoping you go away from here. If you've been coasting a little bit and hadn't got that sweet fellowship of the Lord and that light of life that God, that only God can give, and it only comes that if you follow Him, that's the only way. It's worth it. Boy, He's worth it tonight, is He not? I bless His holy name. Let me give you this and I'll step down. And I'm going to be before 7 o'clock. Mark her down. Ain't done yet. You're right. Well, Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you. Do you want it? That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, if that ain't an inner man couple of verses right there, there's not any. That you may be able to know the breadth and the depth and all who He is. That sounds like the light of life to me. God bless you tonight. Let's go away from here desiring more from Him. Amen. All right, Pastor, come on.